This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Of all the features on Apple's newest iPhone, the one generating the most buzz by far is the fingerprint scanner.
Your fingerprint is one of the best passwords in the world. It's always with you, and no two are exactly alike. So it made perfect sense to create a simple, seamless way to use it as a password.
The iPhone 5S allows people to access their phones without entering a passcode or even a swipe. So the latest gimmick to cell phones are the beginning of the end of the password. David Ewalt writes about technology, games, space, and other geeky stuff as senior editor at Forbes, where you can find his blog, Space War. David, great to have you back on Word of Mouth.
It's nice to be here. Thank you.
So how does the fingerprint scanner work?
Well, this scanner works by, it's a neat little electrical trick. Your skin actually has multiple layers. The part of the fingerprint that has the ridges is the outside layer, the dermis, and that conducts electricity, but the part underneath it doesn't. So you put your finger on the scanner and it runs a very small electric charge through your finger, and because of the way that your finger resists, it can sort of piece together your fingerprint. It then sort of does some mathematical tricks and compares that scan of your finger against an existing scan that already sits on the computer.
I was stunned to read in your article that fewer than 50% of people actually use their passcodes in their phone. What makes a fingerprint better than a passcode?
Well, a fingerprint's much faster. I mean, think about it this way. You pick up your phone because you want to send a quick text message or you want to take a picture. You have to stop then on this impulse and type in 4, 5, 6, you know, as many numbers as you put into your passcode. But just picking it up and putting your thumb on the bottom of the phone, it's intuitive. It's probably where you'd be putting your finger anyway. So the phone wakes up that much faster and it's a lot easier to use.
I'm recalling the last big iPhone news, which was Siri. People went nuts over her for the first couple of weeks of owning an iPhone, and then many of them had just abandoned it. Is the thumb scanner another Siri, or is this a legitimate security option for the future?
I think there's certainly some similarities in as much as when Siri came out, one of the reasons why it didn't play out well is because the technology didn't work that great. It was a future forward technology where Apple was saying, we think voice is going to be important and we're introducing it here. Voice isn't going away. Siri just wasn't the best example of it. I think fingerprints are going to be the same thing. This particular implementation of fingerprint scanning might not end up being the next big thing, but fingerprint scanning and other biometric security is going to be very big in the next few years and decades.
Where does this one fall short?
Well, at the moment, part of the problem is, you know, people who have used the phone say that the scanner does work well. I think the large issue that Apple might have is just that they're sort of introducing this in a very basic level. You can unlock your phone with it. What they really need to do, and this is certainly part of their plan, is to tie the fingerprint scanner into all sorts of different services and passwords and authentication schemes online. I mean, where they want to take this is every time I go on eBay and try to log into my account, the fingerprint scanner will get me into eBay. Or if I'm trying to send money, the fingerprint scanner is how I authenticate that this is who I really am.
That level of biometric recognition is what has some people concerned. Now, Apple is adamant that the user's fingerprint information will be encrypted and stored only inside of the phone. But it's raising questions for hackability and privacy. What are some of the issues at stake with biometric technology being used as security?
Well, yeah, it is important to note that they're not storing a picture of your fingerprint. It is kind of this algorithmic hash of your fingerprint that even if somebody managed to steal that, they can't reconstruct your fingerprint from it. But there's the larger issue that people are worried about. This is such like a essential element of your identity that it's a much bigger deal if your fingerprint or, you know, your retina or anything else that sort of is a physical identifier of you, if that gets stolen, it's not like a password getting stolen where you can just change the password. Someone steals your fingerprint, you're in trouble because you can't change your fingerprints back after that and take back your identity. This also raises a lot of really interesting legal issues. Courts have always held that things like passwords, you can't be compelled to give a court your password because the Fifth Amendment says, well, you can't be compelled to testify against yourself. But courts do say, oh, fingerprints? That's not testifying against yourself. You have to give us your fingerprints if we ask for them. So if we start moving away from things like passwords towards biometric authentication, we're going to lose a lot of those Fifth Amendment protections and a lot more of this stuff is going to start showing up in courts.
We do keep hearing about security issues with traditional alphanumeric passwords. Do you agree they need to be replaced?
passwords are terrible. People tend to use either passwords that are very easy to guess, or they use one password that might be hard to guess, but they use it 100 different places. So that means if one of those places, if their servers get compromised and somebody steals your password, they have your password to everything you use. So we need to move past this whole thing of passwords. It's a bad way to secure information because it's guessable, it's hackable, and it's also just not convenient for the users.
Fingerprint scanners are just then one response that tech companies are rolling out to help bypass this traditional password. Let's look forward even more. Here's a clip from May of this year. It's former DARPA head Regina Dugan. She's now in charge of advanced research at Motorola, but she was describing another possible password bypass.
This pill has a small chip inside of it with a switch. It also has what amounts to an inside-out potato battery. When you swallow it, the acids in your stomach serve as the electrolyte, and they power it up, and the switch goes on and off. And it creates an 18-bit ECG-like signal in your body, and essentially your entire body becomes your authentication token.
It really does sound like the stuff of science fiction. Would you, David, swallow a pill that turns your whole body into a password?
No, that's a little too extreme even for a geeky guy like me. But this is an idea that, you know, the neighborhood of this is, I think, where we're actually going. Beyond simple just like scan my fingerprint or my retina, which there's privacy concerns about that, the real trick to security might be something artificial that is on your person. It could be a simple solution as, you know, a lot of us have these credit cards now that have radio chips in them. Mm-hmm. You know, you could have something on your keychain or in your wallet that broadcasts a local signal and says, the person who holds this card is so-and-so. That used in concert with other bits of security. So maybe you have a password and you have a radio chip in your wallet. So that way, if you lose your radio chip, someone still can't steal your stuff. Or someone steals your password, they still can't do it because they don't have your radio chip. I think a combination of authentication factors like that is probably where we're going.
So. David, pleasure to speak with you again. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
David Ewalt, senior editor at Forbes. He's also the author of The Book of Dice and Men, the story of Dungeons and Dragons and the people who play it. And we would love to hear what you think. Would you be willing to swallow a pill to avoid entering or remembering the zillion passwords? Or maybe get an electronic tattoo? Do recent revelations about NSA surveillance make you think twice about using your fingerprint to access your phone or anything else? Let us know. The conversation's on our Facebook page at Word of Mouth Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. If you do like what you heard, there is much more to experience at wordofmouthradio.org. You can also follow us or send your feedback or share your ideas for the program on Facebook or on Twitter. After all, the most fascinating stories tend to travel by word of mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott. Please join us for more tomorrow at 2 on New Hampshire Public Radio.
Word of Mouth is produced by
Taylor Quimby,
Logan Shannon,
Bill Barry,
and Zach Nugent.
Our intern is
James Pouliot.
Digital support from Rebecca Lavoie
and Sarah Plord.
The views expressed in this program are those of the individuals
and not those of NHPR, its Board of Trustees, or its underwriters. To subscribe to our podcasts and listen to past shows,
go to wordofmouthradio.org.
You can also join us on Facebook and Tumblr at Word of Mouth Radio.
Follow us on Twitter at Word of Mouth.
And check out a playlist of music from the program on Spotify.
Word of Mouth
is a production
of New Hampshire Public Radio.
Yeah.